Well, we have one caller right now on Freedom Law School's weekly conference call. Actually, three times a week now, which is dedicated to helping you understand the law and your rights and how to live free of oppressive taxation and control. At Freedom Law School, not only I educate you about the law and your rights, we teach you about how the money system works, where the banks get to make money out of thin air. In America, the Federal Reserve System is there to serve the banks to make billions out of thin air, to make more money off the backs of American people and the government and corporations. And the income tax is another fraudulent system that got imposed in America. I believe there is no law requiring the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. I've educated many people about these and more. These conference calls are there for people if they want to be on there. I'll be happy to stay on and answer your questions. If there nobody shows up on the calls with questions, then that's okay. We can end it short and let you guys come back another time if you have another question. So we have a call right now from area code 773 on the call. A call from area code 773. If you have a question, I'm going to give you the opportunity, my friend, to ask your question now. If you do not have a question, then that's okay. We can just move on. So if you have a question, please announce yourself at this time.
Hello, everybody. Paymon, how you doing, my friend? This is Simeon Amiron, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Simeon. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I have a question for you and anybody else that's on the call. I have
yes.
a case in federal court that I filed back in September where the company I work for honored an IRS notice of levy as if it were an actual levy. I challenged it. I filed all the necessary pleadings, and the judge sent the case into discovery, and then all of a sudden he dismissed the case. So I filed a motion to reconsider. In August, he gave the defendant an opportunity to respond. They did within 14 days, and I hadn't heard anything since. So December 22nd, I filed a request for a decision because during his dismissal, he blocked my ability to get an emergency injunction. So right now, I'm having 85% of my pay unlawfully and illegally garnished. So the judge is blocking my ability to get an emergency injunction. So my question to everyone today is, does anyone have any suggestions on how I can move the court to get this judge to either rule for me, rule against me, so I can move on and get an emergency injunction? He's basically violating my due process right by doing this. I've showed him all the documentation where I have three Freedom of Information requests, and they all lead to the fact that the notice of levy and the notice of lien that are filed against me are fraudulent. So I need help with this judge.
Well, Simeon, you and I talked about this issue. I think it was about, about 10 months ago, I think it was, approximately. Right?
Yeah, it was a little bit less than that, yeah.
Maybe 7 months ago, yes. And I told you that, you know, the Anti-Injunction Act, IRS Code Section 7421, it's a horrible, horrific, gross, disgusting law. They call
okay,
it the Anti-Injunction
Act. Let me interject real quick, Paymon. Let me interject. I defeated yes. the Anti-Injunction Act. The defendant, which is the company, they tried it. They used the Anti-Injunction Act, and I went all the way back to 1874. I can look up any code in the Internal Revenue Code. I can trace it back to 1939, all the way back to 1874. So I defeated their Anti-Injunction Act. The judge stated that it was not a jurisdictional bar, and he didn't allow it. So that the Anti-Injunction Act is not a problem for me. I've gotten past that.
Did you sue the IRS or the
I
company?
Can't.
Who would you sue?
I sued the company that I work for.
Okay, I agree with you. Anti-Injunction Act is not the issue. I thought you sued the IRS. You were not clear about who you were suing when you start talking.
Oh, yeah, it was the company I worked for.
Okay. The law that stops you from suing your company is IRS Code Section 6331. Let's see. 6332E.
Well, I also defeated that, Paymont. I defeated that as well. What the judge granted them immunity on was Internal Revenue Code 3403. And I went back and showed him there was no such statute or regulation for Section 3403. That's what stopped everything. Now he's non-responsive. Because I laid it out for him. I put it in the pleadings. I filed it in the case. And he knows that there is no statute to support 3403. There is no implementing regulation to support 3403. It does not exist before 1954.
Well, let me see. 3403. I'm looking at it right now. 3403, what is that about? Don't have a tax. Let me see where 3403 is. 3403, I don't even find in the IRS code book. I don't see no such section even exists. Oh, liability for
tax. There you
tax.
Go, my friend.
I found it. Employer should be liable for payment of a tax required, deducted. That's got nothing with anything. And that's got nothing
That's what the judge granted the company immunity on, and I filed a motion to reconsider, and I filed the pleadings and showed him everything from 2016 back to 1874. It never existed in 1939. They created it out of thin air, which is why they changed the codes after 1939. They changed the codes. I'll give you an example. Let's say Section 6331 of the Internal Revenue Code right now today. Used to be section, let's say, 1623 back in 1939. But when you go look up 1623 in 1939, it does not exist. That section stopped at 1610, which means they created it out of thin air. It's a lie. It does not exist. It never existed. So the problem I'm having, again, is I don't have a issue with the Internal Revenue Code. Like I explained to counsel for the attorney, you can bring the commissioner of the Internal Revenue Code here, he's not going to beat me in a debate on the codes. I'm going backwards and forwards. I have two or three books that no attorney that I've spoken to have, not a single one. So I'm confident that I can defeat any revenue officer in a collection due process hearing. As a matter of fact, they granted me a collection due process hearing on June 6th of 2015. They told me they let me know when the hearing was going to be within 90 days. I contacted them again. They told me they weren't going to give me the hearing because they didn't like what my argument was. A violation of my due process right. And all the while, they're still taking my pay, 85% of my pay, which I've showed the judge as well. Even if they were able to, if they did even have a garnishment signed by a judge, the maximum they could take was 15% based on 6331H. That's the maximum they would be able to take. So, again, my question to you guys is, I don't even want to address the code sections because I'm confident that I can defeat anybody they bring into their courtroom on the code sections and the regulations. I need to know if there's anyone that can help me get to the judiciary, somebody in the judiciary branch of the government in D.C. to get this judge to stop violating my due process rights.
Well, let me ask you a question several. Number one, you cannot force the judge to rule on your motion faster. As much as I would like to do it, and you would too, and you would think that, hey, judge should take maybe, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. You got to rule on this thing, but the judges practically can delay ruling on your case. And the Court of Appeal cannot do anything about it either because they said there's not a final decision. You have filed a motion which is yet to get decided. Okay. So because of that issue, you cannot go anywhere. You're stuck. This is how the judges have the practical power to play games with you and use their own power against you to protect the system. You see one example of that. They don't address the questions. They don't address the issue. They don't rule on your case. I've seen judges other cases where they ignore the law. You know, they ignore the law in your case. And I've seen other cases they ignore the facts as well. You claim the sky is blue, and the judge rules you lose because the sky is not blue. You know, they do that stuff. So, but I cannot give you any more specific input without looking at what you filed and what the court has said in response. You know, because the court is not behaving the way I would expect. So, well, I do know how he's behaving and delaying ruling on your case. But I believe he's going to rule against you, unfortunately. Anyhow, remember, Simeon, as I told you way back then, there exists a judicial conspiracy to protect and preserve the federal income tax and the monetary system of the United States. In other words, none of these government-paid, government-biased judges will ever rule the income tax is a fraud, that the average American doesn't have to file income tax, or the withholding system, or the levy system, the IRS, you know, is fundamentally flawed. Nothing on the fundamentals of the income tax structure the courts will allow you to win. Why? Because if they do, they have to admit that the federal government has for decades lied to and ripped off, stolen trillions from American people illegally, and jailed tens of thousands of Americans illegally with the active participation of the judges themselves, who is supposed to know the law. They're not going to do that. You know, you might have heard of an audio tape of an audio of a Supreme Court oral hearing one time I heard years ago, where somehow in a government lawyer was arguing, talking about, the question came, where is the law that requires people to file income tax? And the government lawyer says, well, I couldn't find one. And the Supreme Court justice says, I think it was Rehnquist, well, was the one that said, oh, well, we won't talk about that. Something to that effect. Like, we don't want to go there. We don't want to touch that. You know, that's going to become bring a revolution in this country, exposing the government. He's been ripping off the people, not representing people anymore. Which is why I said, in your very rare case, you know, as much as I don't like you going back in the system, filing 10-4 income tax confession form, you've been raped for, if I remember, for about a year and a half now, 2 years. They've been taking 85% of your pay, forcing you to live on about 15% of your pay, forcing you to use all your savings, borrow from friends, family, credit cards, you know, cut back severely on your lifestyle and budget and livelihood. I mean, that's a huge cut and hurting you. That's why I suggested that in your rare case, you know, you take it back in the system. Actually, you get money back if you were to file with the IRS. You would get money back. So I appreciate that and respect you. I want to fight this case for the principal, but the problem is that the goalkeeper, the referee, in these cases, he's not a referee. He's part of the other team. It's like you're playing with Mafia, and you go into the referee, and you think the referee is supposed to be an independent judge. He's not. He's paid by the Mafia. He's part of a Mafia gang, and acts like it, and you've seen this for yourself. So you're not going to win this war that way. You can beat him other ways with technicalities, but not the way you came at it, my friend, before I came along. Not the way things are going. We have to come up with clean up this mess that you're in first, and then we can do it clean. If you want to become a non-filer, don't file income tax, you can do it later on again properly, cleanly. But now with the situation you got going on right now, we're taking 85% of your pay. This is not the situation for you to win, my friend. But this is up to you. I respect your decision, my friend, to fight them along these principles if you want, and be willing to take the suffrage that you're going through, my friend. Other than that, I cannot give you any more specific input or advice without looking at your paperwork, what you wrote, what the government said, you know, I mean, what the employer said, what the judge said. Without seeing those, I cannot give you a better response, my friend.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, man. I just want to know if anybody was on the line that could, you know, give me to authority to at least make the judge issue a decision. Whether he rules against me or not, I don't care because I'm on a appeal a decision anyway, and then we'll go from there. But the bottom line is I need to get the injunction. That's what I really need. The rest of it, I don't
care.
There is
no such thing. There is no such thing. And remember, people on this call, you know, are here that could get on there to for me to help them out. You know, they're not experts. You know, Seaman, you're one of the rare people I've meet that you're pretty smart on your own. I've done research on your own, done legal writing on your own, if the system was honest, you would win. Okay, and most people that
Gotcha.
call, most people are not as smart as you, and as well read as you are. That's just a fact. Okay, you're a pretty bright guy, but no matter what, these guys are just corrupt. I mean, it's like Saddam Hussein telling George Bush, "You have no right to come into my country. You have no right to invade my country. You have no jurisdiction, George Bush. Get the heck out of here." He could repeat it 1,000 times, and at the end, Saddam Hussein lost. I'm telling you, I love you, I respect and admire your courage because I'm a freedom fighter myself. But at the same time, I hate to see you go through this 85% thing, you know, taking your money, being paid, and at the end, you're going to lose anyhow.
Right,
So.
I hear what you're saying, but at this point, I don't know what else to do to move forward. I don't. There's nothing else I can do. I can't pay an attorney. I don't have the funds for it. So I just want to get this over with. And at this point, it's like I know what I know. I know I'm correct. I know I'm right. But I just want to just duck out of the system, continue to take care of my kids, and I'm done with them. You know, I don't care about anything that happens or what they do. I don't care anymore. I just want out. Just want to get my, you know, get my funds rolling back in from my work, and then I'm done. I quit.
What do you mean you quit?
As far as just trying to deal with them and battle with them, I'm not. You know, at this point, I'm getting. My wife is fearful that somebody may come to my home and do something. So I gotta.
No, they won't do
you know,
that.
I just gotta.
They won't. Why? They won't.
I live in Chicago. I live in Chicago. Pay mine. They do what they want to do here. So I just again, like I said, if anybody can give me some advice on how to just get them to stop, so I can, you know, make an agreement with them, pay these crooks what they claim I owe. I just want out. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
I'm done.
Well, the only thing you can do is you can go file these 1040 confession forms, as I told you before, in the back tax returns, and apply and all the money they've taken credit to all these years. When they see how much you actually would owe, even their way, you still owe a refund of whatever, probably $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, I suspect, probably.
Right.
And you're gonna get that money back, which is, you know. And
what I'll do, Payman, I'll call you this evening just to get another price quote from you, just because I won't do it now on the conference call, but I'll call you later this evening just to get a quote from you to see if you know what it'll be for you to get involved.
Well, I can tell you right now, everybody knows it. By the way, at nighttime, the phones don't answer after 6 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay.
But you send $240 for 1 hour prepaid consultation, but I need to see your paperwork. You know, I pretty much gave you, you know, what I think will be the case, but I'm willing to see the stuff you say the judge said or ruled upon. But remember, you've already tried to ask the judge to rule on your motion twice. You filed your motion once, and then you remind the judge to respond and rule on this case, and he still hasn't moved. You can try it again.
Right.
It's kind of like a kid that you ask to clean up his room, and he won't do it first time. They should do it the first time.
Exactly.
But if they don't do it the first
exactly.
time, second, third, fourth, fifth, how many times do you have to ask them for them to do it? If they don't want to do it,
right.
they won't do it. You know, you
right.
can force the judge. You know, that's the problem you got. You cannot force the judge to rule, and bottom line is at the end, he will have to rule against you. He'll ignore your arguments, your points, and just say you're wrong.
Right.
You know, that
okay,
I'll tell you,
so
I'll give an example of that. I was in California courts myself. I was battling a corrupt judge in Orange County, California. And then it was a traffic ticket case. And the other traffic ticket, the other judge who went before the case, he protected his buddy judge. Totally protected him. It railroaded me completely through, gave me 6 months of jail for a failure to appear on a ticket. 6 months, plus 3 days contempt
wow.
of court because I couldn't make it to the hearing he set up that same day, you know, in the afternoon. You know, otherwise, I couldn't ask the judge questions. So, on top of that, and then on appeal, when I appealed it, when I went out to the court, the district attorney lawyer was afraid of me. The guy was afraid of me. He's like, "What do I say?" Because he was, you know, he thought the courts are honest. The Court of Appeal
right.
hardly said anything. Later on, what I got this one sentence: the judgment of the court below is affirmed. No explanation,
right.
no discussion of law and the facts. Anything argued wasn't even discussed because they couldn't discuss it. I had them nailed to the head. And the guy, that guy, the head judge of that judge panel, ran and became the district attorney of the county, Judge Anthony Rakakis. You know, there another time when this guy was running for district attorney, Judge Anthony Rakakis, I confronted him with publicly with people there on camera about a dozen patriots about, hey, I got these guys committing crimes. Would you, if this stuff is verified, go after them? You know, if this, he says the biggest harangue you're gonna do is not gonna make me go after the judge. He won't do it because they're gonna go do that. So they're political creatures. They cover up for each other. Judge Stanford, yeah, which by the way was removed later on for fixing traffic tickets for his buddies. Okay, they
right.
do that because oh, you cost the government money for that. We'll get you. they got him off the bench. Because he cost the government money by fixing traffic tickets at his friends. But when we railroad
right.
people, yeah, we just cover up for you. That's how corrupt it is, my friend. I've been through it myself. He had me in jail for
okay.
About 20 days. Then they got me arrested 3 more days after that. And then when I went to before him later on, you know, I got out of jail. I forced him. I want to get the transcript of my case. He literally told me in open court, this judge will not help, this court will not help you. If you want to do it, get help, you're going to have to do it the same way you've done it before, which is to go to court of appeal. He just had a flat out corrupt attitude.
Right.
You know? So, you know, that's how the system is, man. You know, why should your children suffer?
Right.
As a result
exactly.
of the government. So your job as a father is to stand up for freedom, but stand for your family also. You can get them a different way, a different time. This is not
right.
the battle you're going to win. You minimize the damage in this battle. Come back a different time in a way that you can win, hopefully. That's my suggestion.
I got you. Okay. So I ain't going to hold a call no more. What I'll do is I'll just call you tomorrow morning, man, and just try to set up a time with you to go over, you know, send you whatever I need to send you.
Well, you need to send me your paperwork that you got about what you filed and what the court said, along with the 240 cash,
well,
by express or
okay,
party
well,
mail, you know, and then we'll talk.
Okay. I can just send you, it'll be easier if I can just give you the case number and you can look it up. You know, I mean, you can see everything that was filed.
That part I could do, yeah, that's true. But then,
okay.
yeah, but then you just have to send the funds to Freedom Law School, that's all.
I got you. I got
okay.
you. Okay, I'll call and set a time up with you tomorrow, partner. You guys be good and keep the fight up.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Same with you.
Take care, my friend. All right, buddy.
Yeah, take care, Simeon. I wish the most success
yes,
in
sir.
Life and your freedom endeavors. Okay, folks, there we had only one call for this call. I got a lot of work to do. So I say goodnight to all of you. And I'll be back with you guys Thursday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time Zone. Another session of answering your freedom questions. Good night, everybody.